on TV.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
No, I'm very, very shy.
Well, what would you do with a brain if you had one?
The wheels are spinning in my mind.
Yep. I guess I'm just a take charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scopes, know what I mean?
What the stink got I doing in there?
I'm an idiot.
Your real DJ Pabst. He's the guy who spins your favorite platter. The guy who makes with a clever pattern. Let's give the boy a hand. He's on your make believe and say.
WKK.
HH? Hello?
You still me, bud.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's Mr. Buddy to you. Let me see. Oh, I think I just hung up. They had a lady on line six, I think. I hung up on her. Oops. Hello, it's on my show.
Hi, Don?
Yes, hi.
Oh, how are you?
Hi, doing great, thank you.
I'm the one who left you that Beavis and Butthead thing.
Oh, actually, I think I got one from Mike also.
You did, because I dropped it off with the Helmsley Palace towel.
Oh, you know what? I do remember that. Yeah, you know what? We do have two of these laying around.
We can have dueling Beavises.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just now getting the workout it's so richly deserved.
I'm so
dumbass.
Enjoy it.
You don't want to play strip trivia, do you?
No, I don't think my boyfriend would like that.
Yeah, what a shame. Oh, there's the B word again. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, we had a woman on there. We had her on the line, and then she wriggled away.
Well, she'll get back on the phone.
We got one slot left for strip trivia. Please don't make us beg. That's why we did the whole thing yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't become us to beg.
To eliminate the begging. Now with news 13 till 3, then we'll start the show. Here is Radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. O.J. Simpson's lawyers are back in court today asking questions about the way blood samples have been handled. The prosecution's case depends on those samples, and the defense case depends on discrediting the samples. Today, a police criminologist was questioned at length on everything from the labeling of evidence envelopes to the manner in which he conducted the tests. A prosecution lawyer objected to the questioning again and again, and more often than not, the judge agreed that the questions were irrelevant. Simpson's lawyers are still campaigning to conduct their own DNA tests. Yesterday, the prosecution said its DNA tests show a match between O.J. Simpson's blood and some of the blood found at the scene of his ex-wife's murder. President Clinton is again asking lawmakers to put politics aside and pass the big crime bill. Speaking at a ceremony honoring Martin Luther King, the president said today that the new compromise version of the bill is both tough and smart. He praised the House for breaking the gridlock and passing the crime bill on Sunday, and he's telling the Senate it should do the same. But conservative Republicans like Phil Graham of Texas and Orrin Hatch of Utah say they want fewer crime prevention measures in the bill and tougher crime penalties. Democrats like Minnesota's Paul Wellstone say too many crime prevention programs have been cut already.
I do not think cuts in programs to prevent young people from becoming involved in gangs is an improvement. I do not think cuts in job training for young people is an improvement.
The NAACP has no comment about Benjamin Chavis' efforts to get his old job back. Chavis was fired over the weekend as the association's executive director for using association money, without permission, to settle a sexual harassment claim. Chavis is now suing the group, saying it violated its own procedures when it fired him. That lawsuit gets its first hearing today in Washington. A teacher in Georgia has been suspended and may be fired for not obeying a state law requiring a moment of silence in schools. Brian Bone teaches American government, and he led his class in a discussion of the new law during what was supposed to be a moment of silence on Monday. Bone says the law goes against his conscience and his beliefs, and he says he thinks it's unconstitutional. Today he told the school's principal he still has no intention of obeying the law. He's been suspended without pay until a hearing into whether he should be fired.
Something. Yeah. That's the way you'll know that I need to break in here for a second. Okay.
All right.
Hold on, bear with me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to play strip trivia.
Hey, what's your name?
Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
How are you?
Hey, doing.
Good.
Doing great. Where are you calling from, Vicky?
Right now I'm in Vienna.
Wow, that's a deep voice you have, Vicky.
Are you a strapping woman? Big strapping woman?
No, I am not, but I am a smoker. You can tell Don I'm a smoker.
Oh, no, it's Mike that likes to guess if women are smokers or not.
Well, he can guess what brand.
Marlboro Lights.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hey, you aced it.
Wow. I'm a smoker. I'll definitely get the brand.
How old are you there, Vicky?
27. 26.
What do you do for a living?
I am a personnel consultant.
And you'd like to fill that last slot for a strip trivia?
I think I would.
The celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, a little thinner and not quite as big a nose as Steffi Graf.
A little thinner and not quite as big a nose as Steffi Graf.
Yes.
Well, sure. You know, it's last minute. Yeah, last minute edition, I guess. And now, would Steffi here be the alternate?
No, she would move right into the fifth slot.
The fifth slot, so we've got a tennis player in our fifth slot.
Yes, indeed.
Just tell me you're not like those other tennis players. You shave your underarms, right?
Yes, I shave, yes, I do.
And you're a smoker?
Yes, I am.
All right, Vicky, you're in.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Thanks.
Look forward to seeing you.
Okay.
In about an hour.
Okay.
Yeehaw! Seeing all of you.
Oh, now.
I'll take that back.
That wasn't me. That was the Beavis and Butthead doll.
There you go. See, this is why I had to take it away from my son. This should not be in the hands of a 9-year-old boy.
Or a disc jockey.
All right, go ahead, Buzz. There you go. We're filled to the rim
for strip trivia.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Go ahead, Buzz.
It's another busy day for the United States Coast Guard. The new rules making it tougher for Cubans to enter the U.S. have not made much of a dent in the waves of refugees. So far today, more than 1,200 boat people have been picked up in the Florida Straits. Never underestimate a man and his lawnmower. That story in sports, next.
Somewhere in the streets of Gotham.
Who are you?
I'm Batman. And tell all your friends that I'll be at another universe in the Springfield Mall, Springfield, Virginia, on Saturday, August 27th from 12 to 4 p.m.
What are you going to do there?
I will be there to protect and meet the citizens of Northern Virginia and pose for free photographs. So get there early.
Also, appearing with Batman will be the hot DC Comics creative team Dennis O'Neill, Scott Hanna, Graham Nolan, and Scott Peterson. They'll be at another universe to meet their fans and to sign autographs. Built to look like a spaceship, Another Universe is the coolest store in the galaxy, filled with worlds of comics, cards, games, sci-fi, and more. Remember, it all happens Saturday, August 27th from 12 to 4 p.m. at Another Universe. For more information, dial 703-313-0011. That's 703-313-0011. Mention that you heard about the event on this station, and Another Universe will give you a free Batman poster. This appearance is made possible with the permission of DC Comics.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK and WCHB. Now the first look at traffic, Sherry Licker.
Thank you, Buzz. In Virginia, watch for an accident on the Appaloosa Beltway before 95. It blocks two left lanes right now. About four vehicles are involved. You're going to find police on the scene. It's slow for about a mile and a half getting around that. Inner loop of the Beltway between Bradley Boulevard and Old Georgetown Road, watch for an accident. A truck fire northbound 270 between Montgomery Village Avenue and 118. Police should be on the scene there as well. Also one in the district, New York Avenue at 1st Street, and PG authorities are responding to an accident. 202 at Lotsford Road. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Thanks, Sherry. In sports, the boys from Springfield meet the boys from Brooklyn Center, Minnesota tonight in the second round of the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Springfield beat Middleborough, Massachusetts yesterday 2-1. Redskins coach Norv Turner says he'll decide tomorrow whether to start John Freeze or Heath Shuler at quarterback Friday in the exhibition game against Pittsburgh.
Oh, you know, bad news. Our friend Matt Elliott was cut by the Redskins this morning.
Yeah, so bad,
right here.
Bad news. We're very disappointed about
it. I think he said we can call him. Maybe we'll give him a call right after 3 o'clock today. Mike and I had a chance to meet with him in the office before the show today. He came by to say hi to all the boys, and you know, he's a really good guy. Very sad that the Redskins let him go, but as always, pretty fascinating being a football fan.
Yeah,
hearing Matt Elliott tell us what it's like to get cut.
Yeah, and he's bummed, but you know, he said he got over the real depression in about 2 hours, and now he's looking hopefully to catch on with a different team, and we hope he can do that.
Yeah, so both him and Ron Middleton going, wow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All that because the NFL teams are under the gun to trim their rosters. Today's the deadline for the league-mandated 60-player roster. The Caps have reportedly signed center Joey Junot to the richest contract in team history. Junot, who was acquired from Boston late last season, has reportedly been offered $8.2 million over 4 years.
Let's hope he's worth it.
Finally, when Alden Strait heard that his brother had suffered a stroke, he knew what he had to do. He knew he had to go be with his brother, but Alden Strait is 73 years old, and his eyesight's so bad he cannot drive a car. He couldn't afford a bus or a train or a plane, so 73-year-old Alden Strait hopped on his John Deere riding lawnmower and headed for his brother's house.
He drove for 10 hours a day at 5 miles an hour, and it took him 6 weeks. Driving rainstorms slowed the trip considerably. Having no money to speak of, he'd attached a trailer to the mower that carried his food and his clothing. Having no money for motels, he camped out every night. But Alden Strait had determination, and he made it to his brother's house safe and sound. Never underestimate a man and his lawnmower. And by the way, next spring, Alden Strait plans to head for home on his lawnmower. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back on WJFK, etc.
Still now. We don't want to keep our friends from the network waiting.
We don't?
No, we don't.
Well, I do. I'm going to keep waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
It's 3 o'clock from 106.7 WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. 1500 AM WJFK Baltimore.
The Don and Mike Show now links up to our powerful Megaton satellite
to broadcast to the entire country. This is the Don and Mike National Radio Show. Copyright 1994, Westwood 1 Incorporated.
No portion of this program may be reproduced without the express written consent of the copyright owners.
All rights reserved. A production of WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Hey, hey, jerk. A little
tune
on the way over work. Hey, hey, jerk.
Gotta
get
Nine. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving a trash truck with your Earth Dog brother.
Chill out.
Surprise! Everyone, I'm here!
I think we're all surprised you're still alive.
Allowing Jose Canseco to score, and he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take
certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
It is so tacky you would want to throw up from it.
I don't think this contest is over yet, Buns, if that is your real name.
What up? It's freaking in the house, homeboy.
He wants to flip your raspberry, Joker.
Hey, bud.
I found a way to cook. I found a way to cook extra good. And come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get a real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, the real crispy kid crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, they don't.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop it.
He said, better. And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yes, tender and juicy. Okay? Now you have two. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe. It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have yourself. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratch off. Real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. It every bit of finger licking good, you see. Or every bit of finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. Come on, you for Christ's sake.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's what it is. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to a bug.
Come on, Mr. Coley, just put the shirts back on. Did you see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
You are missing us, the radio!
Don and Mike, my brother.
Time now to go to my left, your right. Here he is. The living Chiapet of the show, Buzz Burbank, with his disclaimer, Hello, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Your discretion is advised.
Well, he says that like he really cares.
We thank you, Buzz.
We got an elephant story here today.
Sunny delight room inside the Fish Center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia. It's the Todd and Mike Showball.
Showball, I tell you, the general manager of our station, Arena, she got the
fish.
Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Steelman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill, along with Bobo Spivak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with wide eyes. Today, final preparations for Strip Trivia. The clothes come off starting just 2 hours from now. We preview the new album from rock legend Chris Burke.
That's quirky.
More entries in the third annual homemade jingle contest. Get another call to the 1-900 Adult Baby World Hotline. LaPe dials for TVs. The last two keys with your chance to win $10,000 cash, free money. Money provided by Miller Lite, where it doesn't have to be old to be a classic. Someone wins the cash in 2 days, and only one day for my bachelor party. Tomorrow night, my friend.
Huh?
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Oh, yeah, lay it on me. Here we go. Come on, come on.
Murder.
What is it?
Today, the common cold.
You could have said that thing on my lip if you wanted to.
Wouldn't do it to you.
You could do it. I know you wanted to do it.
No, I didn't.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on, go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm your buddy.
No, you're not.
I'm your pal.
You're not. No, you're not.
I'm your pal.
No, you're not. I'm the guy that was having lunch with me today, so my pal.
Well, enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. So without further ado, let the big old battle come to begin.
Don't you run alone and like a river. You can't.
thank you from the heart of my bottom for listening to the freaking you wherever you are.
I got a thing on my lip. You know what? It's the thing that I think you, as you said yourself, you wouldn't even have noticed it if I hadn't pointed it out to you.
If you had not pointed it out,
but now you will not stop staring at it.
I am not staring at it.
Taunting it, mocking it.
No. God, here come the pencils.
No, not yet.
I'm not staring at it.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You know, of all the days to get something on my lip, the day we're having people come down for strip trivia.
It's not. If you had not pointed that thing out, I would not have noticed it at all, and I am not saying that just to say that.
I only pointed it out because I figured, you know, if I can't tell my friends in the lunchroom when all of us are having lunch today, and after I saved it until everybody had some food in their mouth, and I said, hey, look, guys, have you seen a thing on my lip?
And it's been a long time since I've actually spit iced tea out of my nose, but when Rob A. suggested that you should wear a veil.
That's when the salad and the iced tea all came through the nose.
And the boys certainly enjoyed that.
Mm. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's a cold sore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's anything like what you think it is.
People get those things all the time.
All I know is it's damn unattractive, and I have not been able to stop obsessing on it.
Okay, I got to tell you something right now. I am looking at it. And
yes.
If I would have come in, you know me, I would have said right away, I would have said, what's that? But I did not see it until you pointed it out. And then when you pointed it out, I just couldn't help myself.
Floodgate open. There you go. There's one for you. There's a
right
pencil
the
for
nugget,
you.
Right on the nugget.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's growing and festering on my lip, but it is. So if at any point during the show today you hear me suddenly do a little show like this, well, you know, I'm trying to hide the fact that I've got something on my lip.
Not even noticeable.
Wrong.
Johnny, it's the big one,
Johnny,
it's the big one. I can't feel my right side.
Hey, H. Howdy, hi. Hey, hi, Mike. Hey, Sherry.
Hey,
Buzzy.
Hey, hello, it's me, your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are
sick about it.
Let me start the show.
As always, our very old, big old buttload.
Thanks a big old buttload for listening to the show today. Heck, golly, Jew is every day at all the fine stations and all the fine cities right here. Kept inside my protective plastic, the PV-119. Oh, look, PV-119 has a little cold sore also. Now, isn't that a surprise?
What an amazing. That is certainly a surprise.
Hello, my darling. The PV-119 will take me, no matter what I got growing on my lower lip.
That's a smart-looking PV-119.
Oh, look at that. Check it out at the end of the show today. There he is to my left, to your right. Radio's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Nice to see you, Buzz. And there is my mommy. There is Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, everybody.
Well, I got to you've got to stop thinking about it. It'll drive you insane. It'll drive you insane.
Well, I think that everybody's staring. You know who was staring at it today? It was Miss Bobby.
She was staring at it?
In the lunchroom. Well, I think you're right that no one would be able to know that I had it unless I pointed it out, but then once I pointed out that I had this,
right?
Because I was thinking about how can I hide this from you guys?
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing that hopefully down the road will lead to hours and hours of lunchroom fun.
Sure.
For everybody that we eat lunch with every day, but Miss Bobby in particular, mm-hmm. I caught her just giving it the hairy eyeball.
And she, I love Miss Bobby to death, don't get me wrong, but the lady lacks some people skills. She was staring at it. I mean, Miss Bobby, you shouldn't have been staring at that thing. Come on now.
She wants it. That's all I could say. She wants this festering boil that is on my lip.
And you had to you had to point at it and lean forward and
pull my lip all the way.
It's one of those things. It's almost on the inside. See, actually, it's two separate little bumps. It's like, I think it's like two lip pimples that I have. Two lip pimples.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about putting a Band-Aid on them today.
That's the worst thing you can do.
No, I covered it with chapstick. You know, like chapstick is going to be the thing that's going to... I must have put on a whole thing of chapstick between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. When I woke up, right. I looked at myself in the mirror and went, oh, no, it's there. It's there, a big thing on my lip.
Do you remember our good friend and really one of probably the best sportscaster this town has ever seen in Washington, the late Glenn Brenner?
Oh, he used to get them all the time.
He was...
absolutely, it was the funniest thing because he would talk about it and he would be so hysterically funny about it. He's like, yes, I've got, and he was on TV and he's going, I've got this thing right here, and Gordon Peterson would be laughing with him, the news anchor. It was hysterical.
I just hope that I don't have to get to the point where I have to put, you know, Glenn Brenner used to always have to put the white cream on his, which really draws more attention to the fact that you're going to find it on your lip.
I don't think you're going to have to, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
All right.
Okay. I'm short, Johnny. It's the big one. I'm ready for the show today. Okay. I can't feel my cheek.
All right, then let's move on. Buzz, can you see it from that angle?
No, I can't see it from here.
Right, I'm mainly concerned about the people today playing strip trivia.
I don't see it at all from here.
Because
not at
all. You got to know, if we spotted something on the lip of one of the people that was in here to play strip trivia,
oh yes,
it would be a topic that would never close.
Of course, it would continue on and on forever.
Speaking of that, I wish this thing would close.
You know, I hate to tell you this. This is just like poison ivy. Leave it alone.
Well, if it smells like cologne, leave it alone. That's usually the modus operandi, Mike, but I can't keep my hands off it. I can't keep my tongue off it.
Right.
I've touched it with the eraser tip from the various pencils.
Well, then don't do that. You're throwing pencils all around the studio.
Well, oh, there you go.
Oh, man, a secret weapon.
It's not like I got AIDS needles or something in there and I'm throwing them at people.
But you shouldn't do that. That's an irritant, and that would irritate. You should leave it alone.
Just pretend.
I will try. Pretend it smells like cologne.
Okay, let's change the subject here. We have strip trivia.
Yes.
Strip trivia. Today on the show.
Strip trivia.
About 2 hours from now. Here's the lineup we got working for you today. For the ladies, Dina, who looks like Judy Garland. Denise, who says she looks like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, we've heard a lot about Denise.
Julie, who we found out yesterday does look like Fergie.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, who looks like Sarah Gilbert.
Yep.
Darlene from Roseanne. And our last contestant, Vicky, who looks like tennis beauty Steffi Graf.
Quite a field today.
For the guys, you've got Greg. He thinks he looks like Charlie Sheen. Bobby, he says he looks like Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, who looks like Christopher Walken. I don't know how that one passed by yesterday, but Christopher Walken's a weird-looking dude.
Yeah, we're going to have a room full of aliens.
That was the one that said he looked like somebody in the Deer Slayer. That's why he couldn't think of the name.
Oh, the Deer Hunter, right.
Yeah, the Deer Hunter. Yeah,
Christopher Walken.
Ray, who says he looks like Sam Elliott. Sherry's especially waiting for him.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then Dave, who says he looks like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Those are the guys and the gals we got lined up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Those are the guys and the gals we have lined up for strip trivia today. You know, I almost got in a wreck. Thank God I've gotten so many wrecks in my life that now at least I'm able to think ahead. I was doing this deal today when I was driving to work. I would turn down the visor on the driver's side.
Right.
And then, you know, inside there, you got a mirror. You got a vanity mirror.
Sure.
And what I would do was, I would wait till I got on a straight portion of the road where I wouldn't really have to concentrate totally on the driving.
Right.
I would pull down the visor, and then I would pull down the little mirror. I would spend what seemed like short seconds, actually, I guess, like 30, 40 seconds.
Right.
Just staring, looking, and then I hear, beep, beep. You know, then I feel like an idiot because, I was just looking at this thing on my lip.
Was it a tractor trailer that you were cutting off doing that?
I don't know, Mike.
No, those are the scariest. Don't cut off those guys because they release those incredibly powerful horns.
Well, I was able to grab control. And I gotta stop touching it.
You've gotta stop thinking about it because it really does not look like anything.
I can't see it from here.
You know what I need?
I'm sitting 5 feet away from you. I need some of that. What's that stuff that I used to have? I used to get these all the time when I was a kid. And there's this stuff that comes in a little yellow tin.
Is it Campophonique?
Maybe that's it, but it's nothing. It's like it's a Vaseline type of substance, and it comes in a real little itsy bitsy yellow tin. You would
turtle wax,
and I would just pour that stuff all over my lip.
Yeah.
With the thoughts, more than anything, with the thought of hiding it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I almost thought about, like, dressing up like a, you know, like I was in a rock band today, like put a little makeup on. Perhaps I'd put a little lipstick on. But I decided that
we'd all be asking.
A fake mustache.
That look is not me.
You need a fake mustache.
Well, no, it's on the lower lip.
Okay, then a goatee.
Yeah, you need one of those little, like, beatnik beards then. You know, one of those little things, you know.
Hey, that's cool, man.
Cool, Daddy-O.
That sound, Daddy-O. Well, I will, trust me, I will move past this.
It's not noticeable.
It's an enormous roadblock for me right now.
Just normal face. Look at me.
Can't even tell.
You can't. I tell you if you could tell.
How about the sexy smile?
All right, let me see.
I don't think I'm able to do the sexy smile when I have this on my lips.
I'm sorry.
No,
geez.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right.
Still got it. I still got it.
Okay, onto the program. So we'll play strip trivia in a couple hours. Listen, we're going to leave the phones open here at 1-800-636-1067. We can always use an alternate for a woman and an alternate for a guy in case the five contenders don't get here.
That's right.
So if you'd like to play strip trivia, want to be an alternate, we'll still give you a nice prize. Oh, and everybody that plays strip trivia today, each of our contestants will receive a key that can win them $10,000 come this Thursday.
That's right.
We have the big free money party, and our big winner on strip trivia today, besides the key, gets $300 in cash.
That's serious money.
Just like that. So we'll do a strip trivia in a couple of hours. Now, we got a ton of stuff to talk about today, but besides worse. Our friend Matt Elliott was cut by the Washington Redskins today.
Man.
Thanks. We are sad to announce that news. The cut down from 80 down to 60 guys. And he didn't make the cut today.
Yeah.
And we had a real interesting conversation with Matt in our office a couple hours ago about the entire process of how a guy is cut by a team. And you know, in all the conversations that we've had with various athletes whose jocks we have sniffed,
mm-hmm.
that's one area, one realm that we've never gotten into.
And I think most people, as fans of the NFL, they think of the superstars, and they have their favorite players, the starting quarterbacks, the running backs, the star linebackers. But there are a lot of guys that are the working men of the NFL, and a lot of these guys have to deal with this all the time.
Excuse me, here he is on the hotline right now. Matt Elliott. Hello, Matt.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Matt, listen, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
You know, a couple hours ago when you were in the office with Mike and myself?
Yeah.
Could you tell that I had this thing on my lip?
What the hell was that?
No. See, I knew he could tell.
Oh, no.
You just didn't say anything about it, right?
I thought maybe Mike had been biting you there or something.
No, now you behave yourself.
This big, huge thing. All right, well,
something's called Carmex you're looking for.
Yeah. Carmex, yeah, that's the name of it.
Yeah,
man. That's it.
Not that I've been listening to the show.
Well, it's not like you have much else to do right now.
Wow,
what a real bummer. And I think Matt was truly surprised today at our level of bummerity
mm-hmm.
when he came in and told us. Both Mike and I were very surprised that the Redskins cut you, and sad to hear that. Hope you hook on with another team. What was I'm sure it's not something that you want to recount here, but what. What was it like getting cut? I mean, because you read those things in the paper about how they say the coach wants to see you, bring your playbook. Does it really work like that?
Essentially, yes. I walked in this morning, and one of the guys from the scouting department said, coach wants to see you. And I said, oh, yeah. Am I out of here? I kind of said, jokingly, is to fight off the tears. And he's like, well, I don't know, just go see if so. Okay, whatever. And I went over to Norville's office, and the door opened, someone came out, I went in, and first thing he said is, well, we're releasing you today.
Oh, God, that stinks.
And, well, there's no other way to go about it. We talked for a few minutes about the things to come and whatnot, and when I left, I had to sign some sort of piece of paper, getting them back all my equipment, making sure they had my playbooks and physical checkouts and all that stuff. It's very businesslike, yeah.
Wow, that stinks. And you think your chance is good of being picked up with another team now, we hope?
I would think so. I've got real good film from the preseason so far. Both Norv and Jim Hanifin were very upbeat, saying that we think you're pretty sure you're going to get picked up somewhere. Don't worry about it too much. But
I would hate to thank Gerd that it came down to you and perhaps another guy, and you and the other guy were just as talented. You worked just as hard in the preseason, and I'd hate to think that perhaps the thing that pushed them over the edge is the fact that
you associate with us.
Yeah, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
I read that in his eyes, but I thought, no, that's not what he's saying. It's not who I hang out with. It's either that or maybe my relationship with Rob. I'm not sure.
Oh, there's the hot tub club. Hot tub club.
You know something, Matt? We were discussing this in the office before the show that we don't have any friends on the Redskins anymore.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you were it.
That's it.
That's
you were the last one. They've broken up that old gang we used to have over there.
Yeah, we had a gang.
Maybe that's a symptom.
Yeah, well, listen, and you know, there's a chance. There's always a chance you'll be back with the Redskins, right? Because there are guys they do this with it. They cut, and then they decide they can't do without them, and they call them back.
Well, I don't know if I fall under that category, but if I don't get picked up, someone gets injured, I don't know. It's stranger things have happened, but I would not frown upon coming back here to the Washington area.
Well, listen, keep us abreast of everything that you do. We, you know, we're big fans, and we're very concerned about you. Sorry,
question.
Sorry to hear that that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, screw them. What do they know, huh?
Screw them.
And, you know, I just want to say to you also, you know, you've done an awful lot of good work in this time while you've been with the Redskins. And if you get picked up by another team and you have to leave the area, you know, we want to thank you for all the work you've done with the Dynamite Bowl and Children's Hospital and all that stuff.
I'm not stopping my connection here in the Washington area. Don't worry about that.
We can't get rid of him, Mike, even if he goes to another team.
Okay, hey, just forget everything.
Forget it.
All right, we'll see you. Good luck to you, Greg.
Take care, fellas.
All right, there he is.
Bye-bye.
Matt Elliott.
That's too bad. That is that man. That is MD. When he you know, gave us a little more detail about you have to sign the piece of paper, you know, to turn over your equipment and the playbook and all that stuff. That's life in the big leagues.
Well, that's how it happens. Matt Elliott, no longer a member of the Washington Redskins. Hope he hooks up with another team. And now I'm put in the weird position. I was just saying a couple of seconds ago, screw them, and that's how I do feel. But
sure.
A good season.
Of course you are.
Still a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Still a fan, even though more and more we're finding out how things really operate inside the NFL.
And if you and I, like, walked through the locker room over at Redskins Park now, we wouldn't see a friendly face, would we?
I think John Freeze, the quarterback, would be the closest thing we have to a friendly face. And that was telling us before the show today that perhaps the Redskins have even spoken to Mr. John Freeze about his association with us.
Russ Grimm might be the last holdout, the coach.
He's one of them now, Mike. He's one of the coaches now.
Yeah, he probably's trying to distance himself, too.
Boy, sad to think that the relationship we had with Charles Mann at this point would probably be considered good. You know, it's better to at least have guys hate you and talk about you than to just be totally ignored.
Yeah, well,
Dan, I will not be ignored.
Perhaps we should start sending Heath Shuler flowers like we did with Joe Jacoby.
Oh, that was an idea that could be coming back. How many flowers did we send Jacoby? We must have sent him like 400 flowers.
About 400 flowers. And, you know, that was just because we heard that Joe Jacoby hated us. But with Heath Shuler, he has no reason to really hate us yet.
No, my wife enjoys them. So flowers might be,
you know, might be wonderful.
We got to work our way into one of those guys' hearts. Hey, we got a break. We got a huge show for you. Strip trivia. A lot more stuff. And hopefully you're
careful. For this thing before the end of the show, before the people come in. Okay. You can't see it, can you, Sherry?
I can't see it, no.
From your angle?
No, okay. I cannot.
All right. Kiss her, Sherry. Kiss her right now. Kiss her on the mouth, Sherry.
We'll be right back.
Phone check 1, 2, 3.
Radio God. Don and Mike. Washington and Baltimore. Super Station. 106.7 FM. 200 AM. WJFK.
The Greaseman Show. You know, sometimes here on the Greaseman Show, the blower is just awash in people spilling their guts. And sometimes it gets to me.
Larry King is dead. Long live Don and Mike.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Thank you for listening. Great radio stations like these across America. WLAS, Jacksonville, North Carolina. KACY, Sports Radio KC, Lafayette, Louisiana. And at least for another day, 94.7, KICS, Jaws FM.
Yeah.
Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
We will spend a moment talking about the situation in Reno.
Yeah, two little pieces of bad news today.
Why do we have that attitude about radio station general managers?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are all lying sacks of lizard guts.
Yeah, they are terrible. They will lie. They will look at you with a big grin on their face and lie right to your face.
The general manager of this station in Reno, man, she lied to us up until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I stupidly thought the show was going to continue and
we're all done talking about strip trivia for now.
Yeah, for now.
For now, we have all the contestants.
Well, that's very interesting. Just let me know when you're back to being my sweet husband, and I'll start listening.
I'm always your sweet husband.
So, lately, you've been this horny, slimy thing that can't see enough nude women.
Since when? Since Friday? Since Shorty came down.
And, I didn't even know. You did the basic husband error, and I didn't tell you this because I'd like it if you continue to make that. All I said to you, you had that thing on your lip, and I said to you, oh, you've been hanging.
Saturday, I had a thing right down here that looked like it was something festering, something I didn't have boiled.
Got any Elvis concerts?
Lampstand boil. It wasn't a creeping crud, Mike.
In complete ignorance, all I said was, you've been hanging out with too many strippers. And you said, who told you about Shorty? In the most guilty way I've ever seen. And I said, I don't need to tell you where I find things out from.
Well, listen, you're not the only one who feels that way. I happen to know that that Mike's wife-to-be
yes.
also was not pleased that Shorty came by on Friday.
Not at all.
Well, I should ask Laura what happened, because then, I would have been blissfully ignorant. But then I'm trying to fish a little bit without letting it reveal that I'm in the absolute dark, exactly what went on.
Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
She just came by to say hi
mm-hmm.
and to get birthday spankings.
Yeah, that's what, and he ratted you out right away. He said,
I did not.
What did he say?
I did not.
I don't know what went on.
I did not. But
immediately you said, in this guilt that came pouring out, Spanker, I just threw pencils at her. Mike Spanker.
Well, I did. I just threw pencils at her butt.
Well, you must have been guilty about something, because you were just, you were... tap dancing so fast, it was hard to watch you, and I didn't even know anything.
I completely understand. I do.
I mean, she caught me off guard. It was Saturday night. We'd been out in the treehouse all day, the three of us building this thing. Think about it. I thought it was a good family bonding experience. We get in the car to go to dinner, and then out of the blue, boom! Have you seen any strippers recently?
What?
I was just making a joke. You've been hanging out with too many strippers recently.
So anyway, let's look at the facts. You've got Shorty on Friday who came by. That was totally spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have strip trivia, which is a regular feature of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday night, there will be some nudity because we're taking Mike out for his bachelor party.
Mm-hmm. And last night, plus, you're discussing with me the amount of money that it would be needed.
So, honey, I thought we weren't going to get into that discussion again.
No, we're not. Except that I have to go to the bank, cash the check that in the little memo department says that I write as a note to myself. For strippers, G-strings,
That's right.
So that you and the boys,
so me and the boys can have a good bachelor party for my friend Mike.
And me and the boys.
The first thing, I'm sitting there at the computer doing some tax work, and the first thing is, you're just practically slobbering on the air about women coming in. I mean, why don't you just...
I don't think I was slobbering. I turned a couple women down.
And all I said in relative graphic terms...
Thank you, Buzz.
Why don't you just relieve yourself on the air so you feel better?
Oh, how do you know I already haven't done that? How do you know I already... And you want to know something? You want to know what I did? When we were talking about the elephant!
Uh-huh.
How can we bring that into a bit? Relieving ourselves on the air.
Oh, God. Mm. Well, listen, I love you.
Well, that really sounds like it. I appreciate it.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You love me, too.
Well,
you're very happy.
I don't need to see wall-to-wall men to satisfy my desires.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. And, if I really wanted you to get me in trouble, all I'd have to do is mention this to a certain 9-year-old.
Oh, about the naked women?
Yeah, about the plentitude of naked women.
Well, I think that Bart knows about strip trivia, and I also think that I could explain to Bart that Wednesday night is Uncle Mike's bachelor party, and how am I supposed to stop it if Shorty comes by to say hello?
Okay, you think you could, so you don't mind if I mention it to Bart?
No, as a matter of fact, you could mention it to him.
I will then, and see his opinion.
But do me a favor, mention it to him when I'm around. No, don't start on him before I get home.
Oh, no.
Come on, now, you're a pretty fun-loving woman, to be totally honest.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What I mean is, I don't think you're really as uptight about this as you're making out.
I'm telling you,
listen, there's something I've been wanted to ask you about this.
I have a very high tolerance for this kind of thing.
How often do we ever have naked women on the show? Hardly ever.
It's been all the time, and
Wait, hold on. When is all the time?
No,
when is all the time?
Begin with whenever I go out of town. This new strip trivia thing you're on is a big
pickle. Do you think it's something that I just do just when you go out of town?
No.
Do you think I have a little meeting and say, hey, guys, Frida's out of town, time for strip trivia?
Yeah, let's go. All right.
Extra additions. I mean, is it coincidence that when I'm out of town, or coincidence that when I'm at the movie and I tell you I'm going to be somewhere where I
can't... That Shorty shows up? I didn't know Shorty was showing up.
Extra nudity, enjoyable nudity going on?
Shorty's appearance was completely unsolicited.
And I'm sure that his behavior is not at all affected by whether he thinks I might be listening or not.
All right, well, maybe you got me there. All right, maybe you got me there, that I am perhaps a bit more joyous about having naked people in the studio when I know you're not listening.
But I don't have to listen to it, and I don't have to enjoy it. And
okay.
Goodbye.
All right, you don't. Well, as I thought, things at home are much better.
Everything's been completely smoothed over. I think that's obvious.
I don't think she would be. I want to call the adult baby line.
Uh-huh.
And I want to make sure that fits in the parameter of stuff that I can still do while she's listening. That is if, in fact, she's still listening.
Why don't you listen? leave me alone about it? Would you have to rub my face in it?
Oh, come on, honey.
What?
Come on.
What do you want?
It's okay to do the adult baby line, right?
I don't care what you do. You are a grown man. You make your own decisions.
All right. I love you.
Knives to sharpen.
I love you. Yeah. Oh, and thanks for all your compassion when I had the blood oozing out of me today like Julia Child.
Well, you're such a baby.
Everybody here thought that I needed stitches. Mike thinks I need a tetanus shot.
Well, show it to all the naked women. Maybe they'll agree with you.
Okay. All right. Bye, honey. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, now let's call the adult baby line because my wife is not the censor of this show. She is not. Do you hear me, Sherry?
I hear you.
My wife, you hear me, Buzz?
I hear you, Buzz.
She is not the censor of this show. We will continue to call the adult baby line. Because you never know who is going to be on the other end of this almost pornographic line that people call with their weird fetishes about going to the bathroom. Forrest Gump was on the last time we called. Charlie has been there. Hop Sing has been there.
Hello. Hi. Adult baby hotline.
Yes,
this is Larry, your operator.
Hello, is this the 1-900-ADULT-BABY-WORLD line?
Yes, this is the 1-800-ADULT-BABY-WORLD hotline. What can I help you with? Would you like to dress up in baby clothes, soil your diapers, wet your pants, urinate? What would you like to do? It's Larry. I'm from the corner.
This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Don?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Don Geronimo?
Yes.
Don, it's me, Larry King. How are you?
Larry, you frog of a man. What are you doing answering this line?
Well, I'll tell you. Let me explain things to you.
Yeah.
Since your radio show knocked me off the air because you guys are unbeatable, I've decided to take a part-time job to supplement my meager CNN income to do this Adult Baby World Hotline. Let me tell you, some of the creepos, we get the most incredible... There's one now.
You got a call?
Just a second.
Can we listen? Sure, go ahead.
Hold on. I've got to take a call.
What a surprise. It's Larry King on the line.
Uno momento, please.
Wow. Okay.
Adult Baby World Hotline. What can I do for you? Would you like to... No, I don't do that, sir. No, I don't. No, I'm here for you. That's what... No, I don't like to urinate. No, I don't like to go... No, I don't do it in my... Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't do it. I'm here to help you get off.
Oh,
you understand?
God.
I'm not the one getting off. I don't like that. Sick. I get that all the time. I want to make a really important point here.
What is that?
I answer the phones. They call me. I'm Larry from the corner. I do make a lot of money. But they call me, and they get off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you don't have as many satisfied customers as the other guys do, do you?
I don't go in my pants. It doesn't turn me on. That's not what I like. I like blonde ladies. Lots of lovely blonde ladies. And you know, when the ladies call, there's always a certain animal magnetism, a little kinetic energy.
Kinetic energy.
It's wonderful. Hey. I've got to take lots more calls, so I can't talk very long.
Hey, Larry?
Yeah?
You paint your bald spot?
Hey, sick.
What do you care? Well, there you go. There's the Adult Baby World Hotline for today. Nice. Look at that. It's Charlie, then it's Hop Sing, then it's Forrest Gump, then it's Larry King.
Mike,
you just missed the most amazing call. Boy, I hope my wife wasn't listening to that.
Who was it?
It was Larry.
No.
Larry King, but he doesn't get into it.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
Not Larry.
Not Larry.
Not Larry from the corner.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
I can't find that on the radio. Well, turn to that station.
This is the Don and Mike Show. More with Don and Mike. Now with new lemon fresh scent.
Hey, listen, let's go to the phones right now. Take a couple of really quick calls before we get to Buzz Burbank. Radio's Buzz Burbank with the news. Our phone number is always 1-800-636-1067. Get on the line to get on the air right now. We'll do a rotating random phone scan. Right, Lord? Right here, right now. We're back across America on great radio stations like these, WNDE, Hiram, Indianapolis, Indiana, Hot Talk, WHTK, Rochester, New York, and 94.7, KIZS, Jaws FM, Reno, Nevada. The Don and Mike Show, the show that lasted death.
Do not.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike Show.
That's what the Reverend said.
Hello.
Hello.
B&M Show?
Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, how's it hanging?
Fine.
My name is Bruce. I'm calling from Folsom.
Yeah?
Are you guys still coming to Reno?
Yes, we are coming to Reno in the month in the month of September.
Pardon me?
In September. We're all coming out to Reno to do the show.
For one day?
For one day.
Do you know what day?
No, I don't yet.
You don't broadcast from a casino or a van?
That is the plan, to do the show from a casino.
Oh, somebody told me you might broadcast from Mustang Ranch. Is that true?
Well, what is that? Is that like a whorehouse? No, I think we're going to stick to a casino.
A casino? Because,
and what is that? No. Oh, that's Mike when I say casino. Oh, I got
that.
It's an involuntary reaction.
I'm sorry. You know, I love the gambling.
Kind of a physical thing.
I love it.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, you know, a week ahead of time?
Yes.
Because I got to take time off from work. I'd like to register for a hotel.
Yes, we will. We'll let you know plenty of time in advance.
I just want to tell you, I love your show.
You'd like to register for a hotel?
Yeah,
check.
Yeah, I'll help you out for a night.
Oh,
I'd like to spend a night in Reno. That's
90
miles from there for Folsom.
Buzz's
pantomiming, shooting a gun, sniper.
Oh, you're a sniper, eh?
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. I just wanted to ask why you don't tell Frida what you tell the rest of us, so we don't like a part of your show that you have on, and just tell her not to listen.
So you must not be listening to the whole show, because earlier in the program, that is what I told my wife.
Well, I want a carpool. I just got out of work.
Yeah, see, about 2 hours ago, my wife and I had a conversation off the air about the abundance of news in this past week, and I told her that if she didn't like it, she shouldn't listen. And that's why she is listening to her CDs today.
Oh, that's great. Well, then you fulfill my wish.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Now you are a real boy, Pinocchio.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Right.
And everything has been completely smooth over now.
Oh, she's very happy now.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hi, is this Don?
Yes, I am.
My name's Jenny, and I have a 13-year-old son named John, who is probably one of your biggest fans, and we just moved to Colorado. And he misses you more than he misses anything else here, his friends or anybody.
Well, do you live in the Denver area?
No, unfortunately, we live in Colorado Springs. But I'm taping your show to bring back. I just came back for a visit to visit my mother. And I'm taping your show, and would you say hi to him for me, please?
Sure, what's his name?
John Conroy.
Hey, Johnny! Johnny! Watch out for the elephants, Johnny!
Johnny!
Well, listen, you know, we're on in Denver, man. We're also on in, Grand Junction, Colorado?
I heard that. I'm going to try. We only moved there a few months ago, and I'm not sure where Grand Junction is, but... I'm sure he'll be delighted when I call him and tell him, and I know he'll be trying to tune in the station tonight.
You just tell him 5 more years till he can call us if he's 13 now.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
I think Grand Junction is right next to Petticoat Junction.
Thank you, Mom.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Sacramento, California. You are on the air. Hello.
Hello. Are you enjoying football?
I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. I've watched it every night for the last 4 nights, and I'll watch it tonight.
Hasn't it been great? Okay, now I've got it. Who would you do?
Okay.
Kind of weird, but being football, I know you'll be into it. Troy Aikman or John Elway?
Well, if I went that way, I would do Troy Aikman, because John Elway is... It looks like Mr. Ed's half-man, half-horse brother. Mike, if you had to choose between the two of them, if you're on a desert island... Believe it or not, I think I'd have to go with John Elway, because I think he'd respect me more in the morning.
Buzz?
I have no idea.
The whole concept makes you feel very a little uncomfortable. Yeah.
I understand. Sherry?
I guess I'd go with Troy Aikman, as Robin Young would say.
Troy Aikman. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, now that we're on in Denver, I'd like to ask someone either. Maybe we'll get a call from Colorado. What is the deal with John Elway's gums?
Mm-hmm.
I look at him last night on TV. He's one of those guys that has the perennial look, the same look as Stan Humphries does. You know, you almost think it's a smile.
Right.
I saw him after he threw an interception or something, and he had that look, and I thought, why is he smiling? And I realized, no, it's got that huge gum area.
And he curls his lip up to concentrate. I think it's a look of concentration.
Well, all I know is it's a look. The last time I saw it was on Mr. Redlin. He used to put peanut butter on his mouth and then attach piano wire to his lips to get his mouth to move.
I have a correction to make. The Grand Junction is not next to the other junction.
Pedico Junction
is next to Conjunction Junction.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
John and Mike, Radio God.
Hello.
Hey, I got a question. Did the Schwanken guy ever call up?
No, but the Schwanken woman is going to play strip trivia with us tomorrow.
Yeah, we should get the lowdown on that lady from the guy that went out with her, if they did indeed have a date.
You know, we should get the lowdown from all those people that went on the date. The guy that was at the Jewish Community Center, the guy that was sitting on the side of the road, and her. That's a good idea, my friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know whether he survived or not. I mean, I haven't heard anything out of him.
Yeah, she sounded a little dominant.
Yeah, really?
Well, we'll find out. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, he may still be home with the leather hood on or something.
Bye, Circle. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, what station are you guys going to go to in Reno when Jaws takes you off? You only got like a week and a half left before you're gone. That's what they're saying.
Listen, I'm tired of dealing with this thing. We're not going anywhere. The station's not changing the format. The general manager's trying to get as much publicity as she can for this radio station. They're not canceling our show.
Oh, well, she's a skank. Don't cancel.
Well, listen, they're not canceling the show.
Okay. Well, I thought you just said you were going to cancel. Good. I hope they don't.
I just didn't say we were going to cancel.
I heard you wrong. Hey, when you come to town, where are you guys going to stay, do you know? Or what hotel are you going to broadcast from?
Well, I have no idea. I really don't know. It's about a month away. The trip's about a month away.
Maybe you can room with the guy that's the sniper.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
He and the big one is the science building.
Okay, things are fine on our Reno radio station. Our show is not going anywhere. Even if they change the format, our show will remain the same.
Okay, well, we love you here.
Okay, we love you, too.
Oh, we love you.
We love you.
And we love Buzz.
I. Well, he won't say I love you to just anybody.
That's right. He holds back on certain people.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I'm calling looking for some advice on how to meet men.
Advice on how to meet men? Yes. What do you need?
Well, you know, I live in Washington, D.C., and people are just really busy. It's very hard to meet men.
Well, you got any peanut butter?
Piano wire.
I don't know, man. What do I think here? How do you meet men? Two words. Two simple words. First word, put.
I'm sorry?
Second word, out.
Ooh.
That's it. Okay? You're not calling the friggin' Dear Abby here.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you're having such a wonderful time with your wife. I thought you might have some.
Well, you know, I do have a wonderful time with my wife, and I've been married to her for 13 glorious years. And anybody that thinks that marriage is always going to be happy and fun and carefree and gay, they've never been married.
That's right.
I mean, there's plenty of times that I piss my wife off, and plenty of times, certainly, that she pisses me off.
Well, that's...
And the reason that I met my wife, if you want to know, is because she put out. So that's why I give you that advice.
Where do you go to meet men?
Well, bars, school. I go to school at night. I take classes.
Uh-huh.
And...
Well, start wearing shorter skirts.
Oh, that's a thought.
That would be the idea. You ever seen the movie Basic Instinct? That would be another piece of advice.
Just go down to the precinct house.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I don't know what to say. It's been so long since I've been out there in the trenches. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, this is first time caller from Reno.
Yes, you're on the air.
Great.
All right, so go ahead and speak. We're listening, we're waiting.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll start. I was listening to the radio.
Yeah?
I was wanting to get a hold of Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. We're right here, sir.
Oh, how you doing?
We are ready to believe you.
Okay, well, great, Don. I got a little comment for you on your Elvis show, which was a great show.
Yeah?
The best show I've ever heard.
Thanks.
You said the S word when you did a U-turn on the boulevard there in the car.
Did not.
Yeah, you gotta play back the tape, Don.
Did not.
We listen to the tapes after every show, sir. Don and I go to the office and listen to the
Mike
tapes.
Mike and I have a very long meeting where we go over every show, every word, every paragraph, every sentence.
We listen to the tape and we brood.
Perhaps I said shoot, or perhaps I said...
Shut.
Shoot!
We're talking about mushrooms. Shiitake mushrooms. That's what we were talking about.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure, because it sure sounds like the word shoot.
All right, well, maybe you were wanting to hear that one.
Well, it could have been like the elephant.
Oh, that's not a good elephant. You want to do another one?
Hey, I love your show.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And I love you, Buzz.
I love you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you know, Buzz, you're so impossible to gauge.
Yeah.
Who you're going to love, who you're not going to love.
Actually, the last guy was concerned because he wanted to know where we were staying. I didn't trust that.
Hello, this is Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't think I said the S word. I didn't say the S word on that show, did I?
So we would have heard it. They would have heard it when they went over.
Hello.
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 I can do a much better impression of the guy on Cool Hand Luke.
Which one? The guy that says, how many eggs can you eat in an hour?
No, the failure to communicate.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. All right, let's hear you. Go ahead.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Here's the original.
What we've got here is... failure to communicate.
Mm-hmm. The guy does a good job. Does a good job.
Well, he does. Yeah, he's the actor.
That's the original guy.
He does a good job.
That's the thing.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's the guy. That's the guy from the movie.
Yeah, he does a good job. That's why I said.
That's why he got the role, probably. See, he's an original.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
I'm lost.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Doing great. That guy was way up there.
Yeah.
Hello.
I was wondering if you saw Brian Cox this weekend.
Oh, during that
NFL season.
During the Miami-Tampa game, did I? Brian Cox, the guy that we had on the show that came in to play our baseball game?
The crazy guy. What did he do?
He went nuts getting in this fight with this guy. He's fantastic to watch. He's a character. I like him. Yeah, it was good. I don't know what happened. I just saw Brian Cox, number 51, going crazy, and then a shot of Don Shula on the sidelines. One of those things where he's got his arms here. Oh,
he's a very bad player. Very bad player.
Just shaking his head back.
Shula's a veteran. He's a veteran of the trenches. He may shake his head like that, but he loves to see that kind of intensity.
Yeah, no, that guy Brian Cox is a good guy. When we had him out here, we spent an evening with Mr. Brian Cox, mm-hmm. and he's about as crazy as they get.
Did he do anything at the Don and Mike Bowl kind of along the lines of his actions in the NFL?
No, he was actually really pretty much a sweet guy when we had him at the baseball game and at the party after.
Well, he smacked Dennis Murphy pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he just went up and just cold cocked Dennis Murphy.
Everybody does on that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi there. Even Sherry punches Dennis.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if I can still play strip trivia.
Well, you know, there's always room for more. We always need an alternate. And even though we do have all five female slots filled now, I don't see why we couldn't. What's your name?
Laura.
Laura, where are you calling from, Laura?
Greenbelt.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, that's the perfect age, my husband documented the perfect age for strip trivia.
Yeah, just came down from 24.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, Darlene on Roseanne, but prettier.
Well, now, we had this discussion the other day about the young gal that plays Roseanne, and I believe both Buzz and I were believers that she,
you okay, Mike?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Don't beat your head against the wall.
Yeah, I'm fine. Both Buzz and I think that she's rather interesting looking.
Yeah. And remember, this is an alternate position we're discussing.
Yeah, come on. You sure you can come down and play?
Of course you can.
Okay?
I'll be married on Saturday. I have to do something before my wedding.
Well, Mike's going to be married on Saturday, too.
Hey, you're getting married on Saturday, too?
Sure am.
Oh, cool.
Small world. Hey, listen, sure, come on down. Play the game.
Great.
You're the last alternate. Can you hold on a second?
Sure can.
All right, see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock when we play strip trivia.
I understand we have a Sandra Bernhardt lookalike on the other line that's going to be coming down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, hi. We're doing a radio show.
Yeah. Hey, look here. Y'all had a guy a while back, about 3 months ago, from Tuscaloosa, was talking about getting it on with a cow.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah, it's possible, yeah.
Yeah, well, he worked with y'all. Been about 3 or 4 months.
Oh, Rusty. Rusty Ford, right.
Mike, I made love to a cow once.
Yeah, he's full of it. He ain't never done nothing like that before. You know how I can tell?
Yeah. All right, how can you tell?
Because he don't know nothing about stump breaking. He didn't tell nothing about getting backing the cow up to a stump. And you know what the hardest part about it is? Getting off the stump, walking around that kisser.
All right, good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that guy who talked about the letting the S-word fly.
Yeah.
I heard it, too. I even have it on tape, but I'm not near my tape deck.
But if that's the case, how come y'all are waiting a week to call in and tell me?
Well, that's a good question, Don.
All right, and that's why I'm America's number one criminal defense attorney. Thank you. Case closed.
That's Lee Geronimo.
Hello. Oops, Don and Mike Show.
Well, speaking of attorneys, when I was flipping around watching TV, I saw another couple of minutes of The Jagged Edge.
Oh, yeah, with Bridges? Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close.
Fantastic.
An evil man.
He plays
did it all along.
Yeah, plays a great evil man.
He did it all along. Hello, Tampa Bay.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, everyone talks about their favorite shows. I got to say the 70s show is my favorite.
Oh, that we do? Oh, thank you.
But when are we going to have another one?
I think, when did we do the last one? Like, we do them every 3 or 4 months. We'll get one on for you.
Yeah, usually November, I think we do.
I think you need it every month. I need a fix of it.
All right, well, I don't know. You know, we get to that every month, and we do strip trivia all the time, that we have no time left for anything else.
Yeah, we would never do strip trivia every month. We do strip trivia every couple of weeks.
Well, and we're looking forward to showing you the sunny south and the rain that we get down here, too. So when you head to Orlando, one out of Tampa time, too.
Well, you know, we actually, we're coming to Orlando in December to go back to Universal Studios, the happiest place on Earth. Mm-hmm. And we were asked by our network,
on the network. Westwood One, if we wanted to plan a trip to Tampa, but I must be honest with you, that although our ratings around America are great, and we couldn't be prouder of the strong following we have, over 2 million listeners a week now, in Tampa, our ratings are a 0.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going up against the country station, that's why. They, you know, have the country station on the FM that does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, what that means is we have a half of a share in Tampa, and the big worry is that we'll do a show and no one will come.
Yeah, that's no fun.
The other question is, well, what are your favorite rock bands?
Seriously, I like Aerosmith. They're my favorite rock band
of all time. That's your fave
of all time?
Yes.
Oh, of all time, I don't know. So many bands, sir. So many bands.
What about you, Mike and Buzz?
I'm well, if you want to go way back, I like the Doobie Brothers.
Uh huh.
You know, I like I also like Aerosmith, and I like the Rolling Stones.
What about the Beatles and the Who?
I love the Who.
Yeah, that's my boys.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who? Tell me who the.
You know, they got a version of that that says that.
Yeah, they do, and I mean, they let it go.
Yeah, they do.
It's the Hail version, too.
Right there you go. There's some restraint. That's using a noggin. That's just like that day in Memphis in the car.
Man, someone said you just pulled the word out of your mouth. It just
sure
vanished.
I'm a prestidigitator, Mike. That means I'm a magician, if you don't know. Buzz, what's your favorite band?
Of all time, it's really hard to say. I mean, I like the Doobie Brothers, I like Aerosmith, but I like a lot of the new bands, too. Like Counting Crows, and I like that.
Sherry, yours?
Oh, yeah. I
know you're new kids on the block. You love them, don't you?
Yes.
Hello, it's Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, one more call. It's you. You're on the air. Hello. Speak.
Hey, what, did I do something wrong with the phones?
I hear breathing. Try another line. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, there you go. You're on the air. Last call.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, going great, thank you.
Hey, I'm calling from Reno.
Yes, sir.
And our station that carries you guys is going off the air. Or it's dropping the talk show format.
How many times are we going to have to hear this from people that call the show?
Is this been happening a lot today? And I know that you guys are saying, my wife just called, and you guys are saying it's a publicity stunt. She's calling the station. They're saying, no, it's true. It's really going to happen. Thursday is their last day.
Well, then we'll find out on Thursday, won't we?
Really?
Why don't we all just wait till Thursday?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's wait till Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday.
Yeah, but like, if you guys drop out of the ether out here, I don't know what I'm going to do.
First off, well, that's very nice of you. First off, we're not dropping out of your ether. Second off, the station is not changing format. Third off, even if the station does do something stupid like change format, our show will remain on.
Okay. Yeah, and I can still get you out here.
Yes, you'll be able to get the show. And we appreciate all the fans we got out in Reno
who
were very upset about this. But the point is, at least from the way I see it, it's a publicity stunt by the people that run our station out there 94.7.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your guys' word for it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Please do. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Hey, Diana?
Diana?
We would have called her there to find out what's happening out there Thursday.
Yeah, now we're starting to get a little edgy here.
Now, you talk to that general manager, Dee Dee Skank, all the time, right?
I talk to her every day, because every day I get more calls, every day I get a different article. And the latest article that they have now is Dee Dee and other people over there at the station are saying, well, look for the X format, but maybe it won't be here at Jaws. And don't worry, Donna Mike fans, even if it is here at Jaws, I'm sure they'll find another station. They'll be picked up by another station. So now she's trying to cover herself. The quote from Dee Dee, and this is a quote from Dee Dee, it's like it's gotten out of hand. It started as a big publicity thing, and now it's growing hair. It's getting out of hand because there are so many Donna Mike fans that are going so crazy over this that they're calling the station. She doesn't know how to get out of it. It's a big publicity thing.
Why don't you go call her up right now?
Okay.
I don't want to waste valuable airtime. We got to get the buzz with news that we got. We got a lot of other stuff to do. Call her now and just ask her point blank, are you changing the format on Thursday?
Okay.
Just ask her, will you tell her that's from me and Mike?
Uh-huh.
Please?
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Thanks,
Diana. What, did she sneeze?
It was a silent sneeze. You can sneeze without making any noise?
I had to hold my nose closed.
What?
I had to hold my nose, but yeah, I did.
Well, that's fascinating.
Well, next time, let her talk.
All right.
Just let it fly out with it, son. All right, bye, Diana. We got a break. We'll be right back. That man, Buzz Burbank, he's very selective about the people he loves, you know. He'll have news for you right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No more for me, guys. I'm driving.
If they weren't on the radio, they'd be supermodels. Don and Mike.
Listen, we got one slight problem. I can't find the Where's the Buzz tape. What's the buzz? Hey, Sherry, is it on the floor over there?
No carts on the floor, Don.
No carts on the floor. That means we got to go to Plan B. Come in, Charlie.
Oh, I love this. Hey, that's Aerosmith.
Yes, it is.
the rich. Eat the rich. Eat the rich. Eat the rich.
Oh, never mind, Charlie, we found it.
Oh, you found it?
We found the tape.
But Charlie was jamming.
Just standing in the wings, waiting to sing the Buzz Burbank song. Yeah, eat the rich, Aerosmith.
Cartoonage.
Right. Find out for radio's Buzz Burbank. Oh, here's something we haven't heard yet today.
Here's the Tone Tap and Touch Tone. They're little boogers, like little sperm swimming upstream. Take call 100 right now. You know, Thursday is free money day. And today someone wins $10,000 from Miller Lite, a beer that everyone in the office can agree on. Even the boss. call 100 right now. Good luck. 1-800-636-1067. We'll give you a key that could win you 10 grand this Thursday. Now with news, while you're calling to win, here is Buzz. Hello, Curly.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. The authorities believe they found a drop of O.J. Simpson's blood at the scene of his ex-wife's murder. Today, the prosecution introduced the results of a genetic test. A drop of blood from the scene genetically matches the blood of O.J. Simpson. That drop and two others that match O.J.'s type were found in the trail of blood leading away from the bodies. Now, O.J. Simpson's lawyers have been trying to discredit the DNA test even before they were introduced. Last week, Simpson's lawyer sent a letter to the judge saying the blood samples have been mishandled so badly the results won't be admissible. But Robert Shapiro sent copies of that letter to the news media. Prosecutor Marcia Clark tried to counter that publicity in court today, but the judge silenced her.
I hear pronouncements that we need to make sure the public knows X, Y, and Z. This is not the forum for that.
Right.
So I share your concern. We will take that matter up in chambers between counsel after we conclude the Griffin hearing.
In a Chicago courtroom today, Illinois Congressman Mel Reynolds was formally charged with statutory rape, child pornography, and obstruction of justice. He did not enter a plea, but outside the courtroom, he repeated his claim of innocence.
I categorically deny all these charges, and I would hope that all fair-minded American citizens would allow me to have a fair trial and allow the system to work in the manner in which it's supposed to work.
Reynolds, who's married with three children, represents Chicago's South Side. The accusations come from a former campaign worker who says she had an affair with Reynolds 2 years ago when she was 16. A California congressman, meanwhile, is being arraigned today on political corruption charges. Bail's been set at 10 grand for Democrat Walter Tucker. Tucker was in and out of the courtroom in 3 minutes, telling the judge he'd prefer that the 8-count indictment not be read aloud. He's accused of accepting bribes while he was mayor of Compton. He's also accused of tax evasion. Tucker's been told he's free to travel within the U.S., but that he has to get permission to travel abroad. The White House says there are no plans to set up a blockade to stop the flow of Cuban refugees. The administration says the boat people will realize soon enough that they'll be detained if they're intercepted. Animal control experts in Hawaii say they cannot find a medical cause for the elephant rampage in Honolulu over the weekend. A 21-year-old African elephant injured a groom, killed its trainer, and ran into the streets before being gunned down by police.
Somewhere between good touch and bad touch, the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Thank you. Big old buttload for listening. Great radio stations like these. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, WCMV, Mix 99.3 FM, 1460 AM, WXX, W98.9 FM, that's 98.9 XX, Worcester, Massachusetts, and KEYQ, Fresno, California.
KEYQ.
How you doing, Larry?
How would you be doing? You get done playing your little songs and you go home. I gotta go eat dirt.
Larry Fine is the announcer for today's edition of the Donnie Countdown.
I gotta talk to the worms after this is over. That's no fun. I'll be here for your little countdown, and I gotta go back to sleep.
What is it like with maggots eating your eyeballs, Larry?
You try to ignore them. That's what you try to do. You try not to let it bother you. You're sitting there looking at the bad side of the pine.
Larry, we're up to... Oh, this is also my favorite part of the scene.
Can't hear those birds anymore.
afterward? Do you get like a
just one... get a mud on my head.
Do you get like a one-day pass to come out when it's time to be the...
I come out when I was.
Time to be the co-host for the Donnie Countdown?
I get, otherwise, you know, I come out briefly, and then I retreat and go back with all my other friends. You know, they're all down there. Shemp. And Curly. Curly's down there, you know, he was one of the first ones. But it's no
Poe. Bo's down there.
No, Bo's down there, yeah. He's not hitting anybody over the head anymore. Once in a blue moon, I make a special appearance just for you.
Hey, let me try to say, hey, Larry?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
No, it didn't work. Try it again.
All right, let me try it again.
You're really hitting air. Just air.
The piece of metal's going right through your head.
Air and ectoplasm. That's all. Just like on Ghostbusters.
All right, back to the countdown, Terry. Back to the countdown. Let's see. We had Big Mountain 16, Soup Dragons 15, Melon Camp 14, Breeders 13, Erasure 12, Boston 11. That means we're up to number...
10. I can count.
Number 10 on the Donnie Countdown.
Ten.
It's another brand new song. I do love this song. Here are the Pretenders. Don't pull your hair.
I dig it. I dig this song. Number 10.
The song's I'll Stand By You.
Chrissy Hynde.
I don't think it's Chrissy Hynde.
What the hell is it?
Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, Hynde. Yeah, okay, like, just like I said, like Hynde Gordon.
I'll Stand By You by the Pretenders. That's number 10.
Oh, she'd be great if the motion picture country house and household.
Let's go start again.
Okay, start again, please.
I'm coming out of the record.
All right,
out of the record, okay?
Okay.
Please.
Let's see. We're up to number... All right, up to number 9. Last week, number 9. This week, number 9.
9 more songs before Larry goes back to the soil.
Here's Melissa Etheridge. Yeah. She's a good singer. That's a good singer. You just pull your hair a little bit?
I like it a little.
Number 9. Songs. I started playing that song. Hey, Larry, let me tell you something.
Right through you.
Okay. Larry's going to start throwing them hot back. That song by Melissa Etheridge. So I played like 3 months ago, and just now you'll hear all the stupid lemming-like radio stations coming out playing brand new song.
Copycat
by Melissa Etheridge. That's right. Larry, that's right. They're all copying me personally.
You're the man with the original ideas. They're all copycats because they wouldn't know an original idea if it bit them in the butt.
Larry, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Today's modern comedian would probably say they wouldn't know an original idea if it bit them in the ass.
Yeah.
But you come from the old school.
I like that word.
You said butt instead of ass.
No ass.
You said breast instead of boob.
When we were doing the show.
You said idiot. Like you say, hey, don't be an idiot. Today it's, hey, don't be such a dick.
No.
My question is, Larry, how are you fitting in with today's modern comedic term?
I'm glad I'm going back where I came from, underneath the ground.
I'll tell you why. Why?
Because today's comedians don't understand physical comedy. Even at the Motion Picture Country House in Hollywood, we enjoyed physical comedy even when we couldn't move well. So the kids of today just want to use dirty language, and it makes me sick to my stomach. They don't understand you can be clean. You don't have to use bad words. Makes me sick. Shemp used to hate that. I think, you know, all the kids...
I always hated Shemp. He's such a dick.
That's probably... Oh, that makes me...
Hey, Larry! Watch it, Larry.
Cut it out.
Let
me go back to the grave.
up to number eight. Hold on.
Eight.
Spin Doctors. You got that
lump in your throat. It's Spin Doctors. He likes this one.
Terrific.
Wish he didn't have such long hair. You ought to know that you're all my man.
Your heart goes too fast.
My heart's ponderous, man.
I'm sorry.
Ponderous.
You let your heart go too fast.
The Spin Doctors, you didn't die of a heart problem.
No, my heart's been eaten by beetles. Come on, play your little record.
Okay. Back to the countdown.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of this one now.
Moving down.
Lisa Lowe. Number 7. Say it's Lisa Lowe.
Yeah, as an earlobe.
Might have gone.
I know.
That's right.
They just fall off?
No, they didn't fall off. They were chewed off by mice.
Number 2. This is number 7. That is Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories. And I Miss You.
No picnic.
I guess it's kind of a picnic for them, wasn't it?
Well, they had a feast.
moving up now. Hold on, where's my moving up sound? Moving up. Last week, number 8, and this week, number 6. Here's Collective Soul. The song's called Shine. Come on, Larry.
Song's called Shine. Number 6. This is good, Mo.
You're right, that is great. That's Collective Soul, number 6.
Collective Soul.
And that is Shine. How is the TV and radio reception down there in your box?
Not good at all. No cable. We just get those little rotten UHF stations that never show anything good.
Well, you know,
the infomercials and stuff. What the hell am I going to do with a morning track?
You know, a lot of times, the UHF stations are the stations that show your old movies, though. They show the Three Stooges movie.
Yeah, Channel 38 in Boston. I catch that during Christmas. The Stooges Marathon. It's great, but it doesn't do anything about a centipede living in my mouth.
We're up to number 5.
No, we're up to number 5, I think. Number 5, moving up.
Well, you're not going to like this. From the album Kiss My Ass.
Oh, jeez.
Which is the Kiss tribute album.
I think they have to talk like that.
And number 5 here, the Gin Blossoms.
It's called Christine 16.
Come on, Larry, let's rock.
Okay.
Christine 16.
Number 5.
Yeah, that's the Gin Blossoms from the album Kiss My Ass. So, who's the most famous person that's in the same cemetery as you? Besides you and yeah. are you buried with the other Stooges?
Not all of them. I'm not married. You know, I wasn't their brother. It was Philly Howard.
Right.
Mo Howard.
Right.
And it was Shemp Howard.
Oh, and your name is Larry Fine.
Larry Fine. I'm one of the fine boys. Looking just fine.
That's a fine haircut.
And the feast for the rodents. Me, Larry Fine. Moving the dirt away, Larry's coming back to the visit.
Will you be the most famous person buried in your cemetery?
Going away. I don't recognize anybody, though. Their faces are all gone.
Okay. Number 4. Last week, number 11. This week, moving up to number 4. Here is Roxette.
Make love, no dirty words there. I like that.
What is this? Ponderous, man.
Oops.
Ponderous. Ponderous.
Well, we beeped out the dirty words there.
Oh.
Let's see. We had number 10, Pretenders. Number 9, Melissa Etheridge. Number 8, Spin Doctors. Number 7, Lisa Loeb. Number 6, Collective Soul. Number 5, The Gin Blossoms. Number 4 is Roxette. And the song at number 3, moving down last week, number 1. Here's Cracker.
Anybody see my gal?
No, folks, get off this.
This isn't 5 foot two eyes of blue.
No. Folks, I'll get off this.
Let's get off this.
On the three.
Get on with it. If you want to change the world, shut your mouth.
I just did it.
So violent, fool.
Well, look who's talking. I mean,
you're right. You got me. I plead innocence.
Your movie is among the most violent. Although, you know, I've got nothing to complain about. I love the Stooges, but every once in a while, you'll read some article somewhere from someone saying that you guys were much too violent.
Yeah. Well, a lot of kids used to watch the show and hit each other with hammers.
Yeah, let me try that again. No, it goes right through you.
I'll give you a reaction if you want, though.
Okay, you gonna pretend this time?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, great.
I gave it my all, Mo.
I bet you'd be able to do a better job on that acne if you didn't have that a bunch of insects left in your skull.
I gotta go back with the snakes in a couple of songs. Don't pick up, man.
We only got two more to go now.
Two more. I want to stay.
Two more, and I mean this one right here is number 2. Last week, number 3. Moving up also from the Kiss My Ass album.
Oh, geez.
The Kiss compilation album. Here is Garth Brooks. Hard Luck Woman.
Number 2.
Yeah. Your sister's a hard-luck woman.
Oh, yeah. No royalties for her.
You know, she mentioned that to us. Garth Brooks right there, number 2 in Hard-Luck Woman. She mentioned that she's not making a dime off the Stooges today when we interviewed your sister.
No, and the grandchildren are knocking the stuff out of each other. Everybody wants the piece of the Stooges pie.
Larry, it's time for the number 1 song on this week's Johnny Countdown.
Almost back to the end, Paul.
The number 1 song, the song that I dig the most. The hits keep coming because more fun to keep coming right here. Picking the back, the cream of the crop, the biggest one, the kahuna, the gorilla of hits. Number 1 this week on the Johnny Countdown. Moving up. Moving up to number. Number 1.
What?
Here's the Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah. Come on, Larry. Vaseline.
I need that.
Oh, you're doing a rib bees.
I like that. That's good.
That's it, Larry.
I'm so depressed. I gotta go back to the critters.
Back to Donnie Countdown for this week.
This week, no.
Number 1 song is by the Stone Temple Pilots.
Back to the ground.
Now, do you go? How does this work? Do you go? Are you lifted into the ground?
I'm not made anything, so I go right back into my original state before I came up topside. It's back under the ground. I got a wand on my head.
Well, Larry,
yeah.
We want to thank you very much for coming by and being the guest announcer for Donnie Countdown this week.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, listen, it's not so bad. Come back another time.
Okay, you come back and don't give the Beatles any more food.
Okay. Oh, you mean, of course, the Beatles. Not. I was thinking about John Paul George. There you go.
No, I mean the little time with Hot Shell.
Okay.
And Pete that eat my head.
He's gone. He just vanished.
Fast as he was here, he's gone. Larry Fine.
That's amazing.
From the Three Stooges. And there's your Donnie Countdown. Thanks to Larry.
All right.
We got to do a quick break. We'll come right back. Oh, we got Toe Tap and Touch Tones coming up. More chances for you to win your $10,000 key. And right after this, we'll talk sports from the past weekend with Rudy Marksky from USA Today. Stay right there.
Radio Gods. WJK's Superspan.
Don't like any roughage, don't like salad, that kind of thing. So that's the price I pay.
As a burrito with Don and Mike.
Hi, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. We got Rudy online. We'll talk TV sports with Rudy Marksky in a second. Buzz Burbank has another Buzzcast for us. Touch Tap and Touch Tones also coming up before we get out of here. You know, it would be negligent if we did not devote at least a couple of seconds to the homemade jingle contest. We now have 117 entries to get to.
We can't let this go like this.
We got to do at least three or four a day. Wow. Or we're going to be doing this contest until December. Grand prize, $1,000. Oh, this time tomorrow. Please make a mental note. We'll be playing strip trivia.
That's right.
Five guys, five gals already signed up. No begging tomorrow.
We'll be past the get-go stages of strip trivia tomorrow.
My wife's favorite bit.
Mm-hmm.
Strip trivia. That'll be tomorrow on the show. We'll talk to Rudy, but first let's do a couple of jingles. I realize I'm getting 1,000 things in here, but I've just looked and seen that we only have 31 minutes left in the show. Buzz Burbank, the address for those prospective jingles, please.
You sure you want more?
Yeah, okay. Open the floodgates. Send them in.
Then send your entries to The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
One more time, please.
That's The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Thank you, Buzz. The deal is your folks nice enough to put your thoughts about the show on paper and write a little song about the program, a song or a jingle, put it on a cassette or whatever you want to send it in on. We promise we'll listen to every jingle we get, and the very best one gets $1,000. Let's listen to 1, 2, 3 of them today.
And we all appreciate you remembering the verses.
We mightn't remember the verses. Mike. Here we go. Here's the first one. Silent Night, Don and Mike. Hello, guys. This is my entry into your jingle contest. Not very fancy, but I think it's funny. Thank you. Jeremy, please do not give out my real name on the air.
Oh, sorry about that, Jeremy. I just did.
Here's his entry in the homemade jingle contest.
I would like a present for my young wife. Round young bud,
I'm very frightened right now.
Do wear bending over a hard wooden chair.
Sick.
Birthday spankings, please.
Don't we get a reference on the show? It just seems to work, doesn't it?
Birthday spankings, please.
Mercifully, that is all he sent in.
Thank God.
That is all we will listen to. Dear Don and Mike, for one reason or another, I might not be able to listen to your show on whatever day you play my jingle. I would greatly appreciate an off-air phone call. Mike, we have that kind of time. Your fan, Sam Richman. And it's a wrap. All hail Don and Mike.
So many way now hear the sound of a very best rap from Mars around. The name is Sam and I'm here to say that I hear Don and Mike each and every day. Yeah, every day I get my purse by listening to those two big jerks 5 hours at a time. Yeah, here's my line. All hail Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah, we should have called this guy to come. We're going to be playing his jingle.
They're not fight rotten cats. Two of their best friends out together like Luther. Don often likes to spike. Drive two near pencils toward Mike. 5 hours at a time. Yeah, here's my line. All hail Don and Mike.
Well, have a look on our face like we just ate something fun. Everybody has the exact same look. Mm-hmm. Oh, now how come this couldn't have come in time for the Donnie Countdown?
Oh, you know, it just arrived.
Let me get done with the homemade jingle. Then all right, then we'll hear this. All right, back to the homemade jingle. Hey, this is good.
Don't tell it, Mike. All my brothers, don't forget. Some others, like Buzz. The newsman of choice who speaks the news in his deep, deep voice. And then there's Sherry, the home girl who tells us the traffic in a world. And Bobo Spear, who likes to eat all his finds in a custom treat. 5 hours at a time, yeah, here's my line. All hail, Todd and Mike.
Now, he's saying all hail. It almost sounds like he's saying all hell.
All hell. It's, you know, it's all in the delivery.
Don and Mike. Here's somebody just create.
She has a beef and mix on the mic once.
One word comes to mind for me, that word would be Amadeus.
You give him a green, you ain't doing so. It can't be just on the mic, okay? Because of Taylor Kale. All the guys must Don and Mike make their show. The one I like and the one I listen to. Oh, hours at a time.
Mercy, mercy.
Here's my line. Oh,
I think it's almost over.
Mike.
Please be over.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. No, it's not over.
Please end.
Please. Thank you. It's really unfair for listeners to exploit our love of rap like that.
Let's hear one more. The homemade jingle contest. Submitted by Bill Fritz, Bel Air, Maryland. Don and Mike, I listen to your show on the Megawatt AM 13 in Baltimore. I'm a listener from your morning zoo days. Keep it up. My song is called The Don and Mike Show. Here is the last entry we have time for today.
Don and Mike Show.
Call me Jingle Contest.
Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. On radio, and King DJ with Jerry and Monty. Don my show, Don my show. And Radio God Diana and Bobo. Don my show, Don my show. And they shall reign forever and ever. Don my show, Don my show, Don my show, Don my show. The Don and my show.
I don't know which one I like better, the rap or that one.
Hey, all right.
Hold on, there was one more on this tape from Bill Fritz. What if he has a cat? I'll be Fritz the cat. You remember that?
You never forget a good movie.
Nasty little cartoon. Here's the second one called The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Number one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Turn it on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Turn your radio to the Don and Mike Show.
There you go. Those are from Bill Fritz.
And that's the way you do it.
Bel Air, Maryland, Buzz Burbank, that address one more time, please.
The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Thank you, Buzz. Now, I realize that Rudy is online. Someone tell Rudy to hold on 1 second.
You've got a treasure in your hand.
An album that I've been waiting for all day, and it just worked its way into the studio. I know we just did the Donnie Countdown a couple of seconds ago, and that I announced that the Stone Temple Pilots was my number one song of the week, Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we've got an amazing shakeup at the top of the Donnie Countdown charts in an unprecedented move. Debuting at number one. Yeah. You heard me right. Number one. It's the Jingle Slim. Here is Chris Burke. You know him as Corky. And Oblati, Oblata. Number one this week on the Donnie Countdown.
Has a barrel in the marketplace. Marley is sleeping in the bed. Desmond says to Molly, can I like your face? And Molly says it as she takes him by the hand. Come back in, come back out, let's go down.
Got some guys singing with him.
Mm-hmm.
The Corky album.
Desmond takes a trolley to the jewelry store. Buys a trusty carrot jewelry. Takes it back to Molly waiting at the door. And as he gets it to where she begins.
Well, wisely, they keep it to a minimum on this album.
We got to get to Rudy because he's online with his report. However, I will put the album in my briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we will preview all the cuts.
Here's some hits.
Obladi Oblada, Love Makes the World Go Round,
uh-huh.
You're a Star, Poison Ivy,
oh yeah,
Everybody in the Pool, Eating is Fun, Eating is Serious.
Let's rock.
Forever Girl,
mm-hmm.
Nature Boy.
I want to hear that one.
Nature Boy.
Yeah, bring out the loincloth.
The new album by Chris Burke. That's right. Quirky just arrived here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Center, debuting at number one.
All right.
On the Donnie Countdown, it's Quirky. Now, wow, postponed. Try to follow that, Rudy. Here is Rudy Martsky, America's number one TV sports journalist, straight for the pages of USA Today. Hello, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Doing fantastic. Well, Rudy, I, as usual, open up the newspaper to your column today. Page 3 of USA Today, Rudy will tell you that at page 3 of the sports section, Rudy will tell you it's the most read part of the paper next to the weather map. And I see right again, good for you, Rudy, you're on top of Fox about this thing that they insist on doing during their football games of putting the score and the time left in the game in the upper left-hand corner. Now, I want to give you an example of why this doesn't work. Friday night, I'm watching the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. There is a Packer receiver in the upper left-hand corner of the screen.
There you go.
They throw the pass, and you hear Madden go, "He's all over him! He's all over him!" And you know what I see? I see time left 13:52.
Right.
Green Bay 7, New Orleans 7. You totally missed the play. Please tell me that Fox is going to take that thing off the NFL games.
Well,
please, Rudy.
I've got some semi-sad news. Again, I talked with David Hill today, the Fox sports president out in L.A., and he's standing by. He says, well, you know, nothing's set in stone in this business, but then he added, he claims that the response to this has been overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, there's no way.
So few complaints, he's claiming.
You know, is this ego on the part of this guy, Rudy?
Isn't he a foreign guy? He's a European guy, and he's doing it because of soccer?
Native Australian who has lived in England for a long time. Guy's a good guy, but he's just stuck on this thing. He introduced it in soccer.
Now, that's the problem. There's the rub.
Yep. So that's why, you know, the World Cup, where we saw this in the World Cup, that was originated by David Hill in Europe.
Rudy, really, it was very annoying as I was watching that game. But I'll tell you this, and I watched all the games this weekend. I watched the game Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. I think that the Fox production of Friday night's game was A1. Plus, I got a sound system that buzzed into my house and hooked up for me about a year ago, the surround sound.
Yes.
And for the first time during a sports event, I don't know if the people from Fox have the wires incorrect, it sounded fantastic. Where I could hear everything. My question for you is, I know that they use a bunch of different cameras. Are they miking the game differently?
Yeah, they've got, like, what they call 4 parabolic mics out there. Now, they do pick up a few more swear words than we've caught in the past.
I told you that, too. I heard lots of S's and lots of S's.
Yeah, but this is something Fox said they would do this. They said, look, we'll give you more than you've ever gotten before in the NFL. And I'll tell you, they're showing us that. But, I mean, that, like you say, Don, that clock and that time have got to go. I mean, this is a campaign we're going to start up. I think in USA Today, at the start of the regular season, we'll run a poll after they do the opening game. And whatever, you get feedback from your viewers, you let me know, because your name hasn't been in the column in 3 or 4 days now.
I would be glad to, as soon as my viewers let me know, Rudy.
Yeah, I'd be...
Right now, my viewers would be Elmo Duttweiler. He's the guy that sits across the street and watches us do this. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Listen, how are Fox's ratings for their NFL games?
The National is now in today. It is a 6-8, so they went up somewhat from the 6-5 that they had for the first game. But NBC, those meanies down the street are they can look at each other from across the street up in New York. They point out that NBC had a game on an exact Friday night a year ago, and it did a 7-3.
Do you think this would be dramatically affected if we had baseball to watch on the weekends?
It might be affected by one or two-tenths. No, let's say at the most 0.2 of a rating point.
So really not that much, then?
No, but you might get like a 5% difference, something like that, a 3% difference. The funny thing about this baseball strike as it goes on now, that more and more surveys can't come out that people aren't missing it. I think CNN had one the other day that said something like 75% of Americans aren't missing baseball, and that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, what about the baseball strike? Rudy, is there anything new at all to report, or is it just the same old BS?
This is what they call a mirage put up by the owners to make it look like they're sending some serious people to the table. Now, these aren't actually talented people they're sending to the table to negotiate with Donald Fear and the guys from the Players Union on Wednesday. However, there is a growing feeling in the business, and you talk to these people, the network people, that it's over. I mean,
meaning that the season is over?
Yeah, the season's over. In other words, that they've pointed this for this for 2 years, and I don't know if they meant to break the union, but here's what it comes down to. The small market clubs can only get revenue sharing from the major market clubs if there's a salary cap. So they're not going to agree to anything, and the players aren't going to agree to a salary cap.
By small market, you mean the teams like what, like Milwaukee and San Diego?
Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, San Diego, these Seattle, the smaller markets. Baltimore here is technically with the Orioles, because they draw so many fans and have so much income, is considered a large market city, even though it's number 22 in the country.
You know, this is the issue, really, the salary cap, where neither side is going to budge, and I don't see it getting settled anytime soon. And also, going into next season, I mean, is this, look into your crystal ball, what do you see happening down the road? Can you make a prediction?
Mike, here's what, Mike, and I'm a little nervous because it is your wedding coming up this week, and so I'm nervous for you, so I called you Adonis and Mike.
Okay.
Okay, now, look, if they somehow go past the end of the regular season here and missed the postseason, you're looking at probably way in the next season. I mean, this is stupid. It's asinine, but I mean,
hey, watch it, Rudy.
Before they settle this.
All right, let me talk to you about football again for a second.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there was a game on Thursday, game on Friday, game on Saturday, game on Sunday. There's a game on tonight. What is the schedule for the rest of the week? When I watched ESPN, I saw that there's a game on Thursday night.
Yeah, they got a game Thursday, ESPN. In fact, I was talking to our close shortstop at the Dynamite Bowl, Joe Theismann, today. They got a game in New Orleans Thursday night.
Hey, you know, that guy that he works with, that guy is fantastic, that play-by-play guy.
Mike Patrick?
Mike Patrick, he lives in the Washington area.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too. He is good.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that he's got that smooth, slicky boy delivery, but he knows when to back off that and when to let Theismann talk. I know the two of them are really good watching a game together, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So anyway,
that is one of the better teams out there. That's true.
There's a game on Thursday night. Is there a game on next Friday night?
Friday night, Fox has got its final preseason game.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is like my dream time of the year. There's football on every night of the week.
Yeah.
God, here's a pencil, Mike. Oh. I purposely threw that one a mile over your head.
Thanks a lot.
That was friendly fire, Mike.
Okay, you know how many pencils
we
got?
There's one more. Here we go. Right. Watch this one. Right at the... Boom! Oh, right at the clock. Here we go.
Yeah, I think what's happening. Fox has got a game at Kansas City. They got Joe Montana on.
Oh, and they're on tonight too.
Now ABC's on tonight.
Right, that's the Bears and Kansas City tonight, Rudy.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that this last preseason weekend, you're right, Don. It'll be just. In fact, I was talking to a guy at ESPN today. He says, "Hey, starting this Thursday night, there'll be football on for the rest of the weeks for this year, virtually." Four nights a week.
I mean,
you're going to have some college games
on
Thursdays. ESPN after this, too.
I don't care about college. But anyway, I love the NFL. Glad it's back. Hey, Rudy, we're running a little late. Okay. Give me one snippet, one nugget we wouldn't have known if we weren't talking to you, the guru of TV sports.
On the same subject of football, NBC's joining these pregame wars now. And they're bringing back Ahmad Rashad as a co-host of their NFL Live show with Greg Dumble, and they're also adding Jim Gray, the reporter. So So they're going to try to go head-to-head with these other, with Fox and ESPN. And, in fact, on the first football weekend, the Labor Day Sunday, NBC will expand its show to a full hour start at noon also.
Well, so they're all going to do the same thing. All right. Hey, Rudy, we're off next week. Have a great vacation. We will talk to you, I guess, the week after opening week.
You got it.
Okay, bye, Rudy.
Okay, guys.
Bye. See you later, Rudy.
Bye.
There he is, America's, number one TV sports journalist, Rudy Marsky. From the pages of USA Today. And as we go to break, the music, Mr. Chris Burke.
Desmond has a barrow in the marketplace.
Well, that's not him.
Molly is the singer in the band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says she takes him by the hand.
It's number one on the Donny Countdown. Oh, yeah. We'll be tracking the whole album for you. And that day on the plane, you thought I was kidding you.
Yeah, you ripped that thing out of the magazine, and here it is in your hot little hand
and
right
said,
now.
Look, Corky's got an album out. And now I got it right here in my head. Gee, which do I love more, the Corky album or the PV-119?
It's a toss-up, isn't it? Oh, he goes with the PV-119. You broke another one.
Yeah.
That's because I was pretending it was Corky.
Edmund takes a trolley to the jewelry store.
Hoopa!
Buys a 50 carat jewelry. Edmund has a model waiting at the meet. And he gives it to a ship.
Boy, I hope he doesn't hang around any elephants. It's Corky. Yeah, but if I'm producing this record, I gotta say, not enough Corky.
Yeah, too many in the background singers. Let's just hear a little more, then we'll go to break. Stand by for my cue.
Come on now. We'll go to break as soon as we hear him. Come on, let the boy sing. Be right back.
I can't find that on the radio. Yeah, turn to that station.
This is the Don and Mike Show.